Hail to you, O King. You alone are compassionate with our errors. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand it over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciple approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointment time draws near. In the house, I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. Then it was evening. He reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it's not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." Gospel of the Lord. Well, when Judas asked Jesus, "Who am I? Is it I?" But he said, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." So it sounds negative. That's why the disciples didn't aware that it's Judah who betrayed Jesus. Really clever question. But anyway, it's not going to praise the Lord with mouth, with your heart. So in his heart, it's betraying Jesus. Although verbally, it's like kind of negative say, "It's not I." But Jesus said, "You said so." So what, the disciples couldn't get the real meaning. Anyhow, our conscience knows what we are talking. You have to ask Jesus always give us clear conscience to do everything for the greater glory of God. It's not important so we say yes or no. Important is that our soul is really have Jesus in our heart. Even we show our holiness towards people, but it doesn't mean we are close to Jesus. Important is to have Jesus in our heart. Jesus, we trust in you.